Could people get saved before the King James was printed in the English language? And my answer to that is yes. I believe that the Word of God has been translated into all languages at some point in time. You know, because, and I'll prove it to you here in a little bit that God's Word was translated into all languages before, okay? But there's good versions that might not be perfect. The translation might not be perfect, but it wasn't intentionally corrupted. It was just a bad translation, okay? Now, I think that people that are not intentionally corrupting the Word of God, if those verses are the same, I think you can get saved by it. Now, there's a difference between someone that intentionally corrupts it and someone that does, that's just a bad translator. There's bad translators out there. Did you know that? 2 Corinthians 2:17. Turn over there. 2 Corinthians 2:17. See, people have been corrupting the Word of God even since Paul's day, probably before that. Satan has been corrupting God's Word since the beginning. 2 Corinthians 2, verse 17 says, "For we are not as many which corrupt the Word of God, but as of sincerity, but as of God in the sight of God speak we in Christ." So the Apostle Paul is saying, we're not as many. So are many people corrupting the Word of God in his time? Yes. And so they found those dug up in a trash can somewhere, and that's why we have the NIV. That's why we have these perversions, because someone took a corrupted version and then translated it, and that's a corrupted version. Amen. You can't get saved by those.